quid, mate. That's tomorrow's pod, mate. They haven't heard the heating bill story yet.
Shit. Whoops.
Hello, patrons. Wednesday means Tottenham, although we haven't been really doing much of these. Last 3 or 4 weeks, we did one, but that's about it. I think no. One in 4 weeks.
No, we haven't done any.
I feel like we had a Tottenham conversation a while ago. Maybe, maybe not. It's Tottenham anyway.
We're back.
Tottenham and West Ham
United. We're back because England are fucking out. Fuck them.
Yes. How many players do you still have at the World Cup? Just Lloris.
Are we including Perisic in his...
Yeah, Lloris... Oh, well, no, he's done that.
And Romero.
Romero and Lloris.
Romero will go disappearing for weeks. Hugo will play on Boxing Day unless France win it. Yep. If France don't win it, then he'll play. If they do, you don't have to go and party for a week, right?
True.
And Hugo's been caught drink driving, so I know he's going to go and have a drink, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true. So, Lloris... I mean, Fraser forced to complain, right, against Brentford, if need be.
Do you know what? It's not the worst game that he could play because they're obviously a big threat from
he's a big goalkeeper.
From corners. They're a huge threat, I find.
Yeah, indeed.
So if he comes and claims a few, not that I don't know if his tree trunk legs will actually get him out of the six-yard box to go and claim these things. But yeah, I wouldn't find Fraser Forster playing specifically at Brentford a disaster.
No.
I think that's bearable.
We've still got two out there as well, in Aged, although we don't know what the latest is with his groin.
He's fucked, isn't he, we think?
Yeah, it was a groin injury, but I don't think he's left the Moroccan squad and come back. I think he's still out there.
There's no way you'd leave, would you?
Nah, in a party, mate. But Aged is still out there, and obviously the backup to Hugo Lloris in Alphonse Areola is still out there, but he hasn't played, though, so...
This Aguero one must be particularly frustrating because you've hardly seen him, right?
No, and he'd been
good.
You've
seen more in a Morocco shirt than a West Ham shirt.
And he'd been good in a Moroccan shirt. He'd been all right in the bits and pieces he'd played for West Ham as well. So, I don't know. Let's see how fucked his groin actually is. But yeah, two each and neither are like, you know, it's not like Declan Rice or Harry Kane anymore, is it? It's not your big name star is still out there.
Judging by when Tottenham players are returning to training... I think gives us an indication of what's likely. So we are recording this on the 14th of December. Richarlison is not due back till next Monday, but he's already back. But that's so he can get this hamstring injury assessed. We think he's going to be out for a while. Heung-Min Son was back this week, either yesterday or Monday, I think. Ben Davis has rejoined training as well. The plan is that Kane and Dyer are going to return to the club next Monday. So this is what we'd speculated on.
Most will be back on Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, this is what we'd speculated on was a one-week break and then come back. Now, so if you take Perisic playing this Saturday in the third playoff, even if he doesn't play, he's certainly going to be there. Week off and then, what, back for the game against Brentford? Doesn't play without any training, does he? No. Or does he... If he comes back on the 24th or even the 25th, maybe he does. I'm unclear at the moment in terms of if Ryan Sessegnon is training or not, but I'd guess if Perisic is not available, he'll just play Matt Doherty at left wing back. Would be my best guess. And Emerson Royal has had a little issue with play right wing back. I did get to see Jed last week, Such.
In the friendly.
On Spurs play. No, I would have gone. They wouldn't let me go. I played at the training ground against Motherwell. Yes, she is. Thanks, Brad Lewenden. 1-4-0. Highlighted by, there was a couple of good outstanding performers. Deki, who without his amigos up front, decided he was going to create everything. He scored the first, he created the second, he assisted the third and the fourth. So he was worth watching in himself for an hour. And I was very impressed with Bissouma in midfield, who I don't know if he just got a sense of quality that he was above what he was playing against, but he did stand out, I thought, whereas Oliver Skip didn't, unfortunately. I thought Oliver Skipp was quite sloppy in terms of his passing and stuff.
Missed a lot of football.
Well, exactly that as well. But we've only really seen Bissouma in a free, sitting in between Bentancur and Højbjerg. And obviously, whether Bentancur obviously picked up a problem for Uruguay, we don't know if he's going to be fit enough or not. But he doesn't play at Brentford anyway because he's suspended. So he's got a fifth yellow card against Leeds. So we haven't really seen Bissouma in the two. The only time we have was actually when he played at your place, Suj, in, what was that, game week 4 or 5, which was a difficult game for him. He didn't particularly play badly, but it was the first time I'd seen him really in a two, and he was good. He stood out above Oliver Skipp for me. Yeah. So I think he would definitely be above in the pecking order. We played a back three of Davinson Sanchez centrally, Jafet Tanganga at right wing back, and young Charlie Sayers, who was a player they picked up, not this summer, but the summer before, from Southend United, who was very composed, left-sided centre-back, but not overly challenged. Spence and Doherty played as the wing-backs. Brian Hill played on the left of the front three. And Harvey Wyatt, who I think has been substitute for just about every Antonio Conte game so far and not got on the pitch once in a competitive game, who's a midfield player by trade, tidy little player. Not too dissimilar to, he's kind of a in between Harry Wink / Oliver Skipp type player. He actually played as a false nine, interestingly. So I don't know if we can read from that that Conte does want to play three up front, which with players back to fitness, although Richarlison now isn't, you would think makes more sense. You know, as it stands, the one positive of England obviously losing is, I look at Dyer and Kane and they'll play at Brentford now.
Yep.
Clement Longley didn't play the friendly. He's probably going to be fine. Ben Davis apparently has trained. So as it stands, team at Brentford, best guess would be Lloris is doubtful in goal, but probably Longley at the middle of the three, Dyer to the right, Davis to the left. Because Romero will disappear for a couple of weeks, I'm sure of it. Doherty and Emerson as the wing-backs. Bissouma and Højbjerg. And then the front three, obviously, Deki, Kane and Son. And that's it's near our strongest. It's not a million miles off anyway. So I don't think we can complain if Romero doesn't start, Perisic doesn't start. Okay, Richarlison's injured. I really would at some stage soon, like to see the front three without Kane. Just to see what it would look like. I feel like my timing of this comment is particularly bad after the weekend. But I did speak about this a few weeks ago with you and said I'd like to see it. I spoke about potential Tottenham problem in terms of how we press from the front when Harry Kane plays, which England managed very well through Bukayo Saka and Phil Foden, but I think they're better off the ball pressers than Kulusevski and Son. I'd like to see it at some point. Boxing Day won't be it, and I was beginning to think that Boxing Day, once Brazil went out, I was thinking I am going to see it at Brentford. The way it's going, obviously Richarlison's picked up the injury, so that's not going to be the case now. But no, we won't be in too bad shape for the Brentford game. And I guess you won't be either.
No, I'd expect us to be very similar in terms of lineup. We've had two friendlies. We beat Cambridge away 4-2. I mean, we'd expect to beat Cambridge away, but four goals.
This big Antonio miss you was telling me about.
That's on YouTube. But yeah, Benrahma scored a worldie, Bowen on the score sheet. There was an own goal in that one. And then a youth player got the third. And we went away to the Nasian 1-3-1 as well. So seven goals in two games, considering goal scoring has been a particular problem. But you'd expect to score against these. Lanzini, Benrahma on the score sheet again. I think we're going to see a big second half of the season from Benrahma. I think he's starting to step up a little bit now and take responsibility and what have you. I'd like to see him take more responsibility.
After the Arsenal game, you have a decent little run. I wouldn't describe it as super easy, but Brentford at home, Leeds and Wolves away, and then Everton at home.
Yeah, we need to get points, mate.
It's a decent set of four fixtures where if you don't, you really are...
Yeah.
I mean, having stepped away from it for a month now, do you think you're in trouble?
No.
Neither do I.
Don't think so. It's interesting to see, like, there's a lot of talk about all sorts. You know, like, Vlasic gets to play in the semi-final, everyone's like, bring him back from loan. You know, you're all idiots. But you wouldn't get anywhere near the first 11 at the moment. I think It'll be interesting to see Paqueta play alongside Rice instead of Soucek, because that's the role he played for Brazil alongside Casemiro. And that maybe gets us an extra attacking player up top. I think Scamacca will still start. I think Benrahma would want to get in the team. But if we had if we played a midfield three of Fornals, Paqueta and Rice, and then a front three of Bowen, Benrahma and whoever, Scamacca or Antonio, that allows Fornals to break into the box. Fornals scores goals, not loads, but he can get himself on the score sheet. He's decent enough. I'd like to see us switch to that 4-3-3 maybe and try that. You're still going to see Creswell playing left back because Moyes loves him.
That sounded like you're not happy with that.
He hasn't been playing great all season, so, you know, at some point Emerson needs a chance. Zuma's going to play, obviously, alongside maybe Kehrer. Tufel or Johnson right back. I don't want to see Kehrer right back anymore. Enough of that. It's not really working particularly well. Fabi's going to keep his place in goal.
So who would you want, if they're all fit, who would you want as the two centre backs?
If they're all fit, Agued and Zuma.
Not Kehrer.
No. I'd play Agued over Kehrer. From what I've seen in and that's not a huge amount, Agued definitely looks a better than Kehrer.
Some squad depth there, mate.
There is. We just need to get some goals in on the score. I think it'll be all right. I'm looking forward to seeing. We've got a good game against Arsenal. To just, it's a hit for nothing, right? No expectations. Away from home. Give it a go. Try and catch them cold coming back off the break and see if we can do some damage at their place. But I'm looking forward to it with no expectations. But the Friday night home game against Brentford, I want a good atmosphere. I want to see us put in a performance there. I'm definitely going to be going down to that.
Do you think it'll be full?
Brentford?
Yeah.
30th. Is there train strikes?
I don't think so.
If there's no train strikes,
it's just a Friday night over Christmas period, that's all.
Yeah, but a lot of people not working on the Saturday. I think it'll be full. I'm expecting it to be rammed, mate.
Okay. Rammed.
Well, there's only so many people you can fit in, right? At the end of the day, capacity is capacity. But I'm expecting it to be full. Rammed. Yeah.
Okay. I was just looking at your away numbers. You've obviously lost 5 of your 7 away games. You got the 4th best defensive record. Did you know that?
In the league? Away or away
home.
Total?
No, away from home.
But because we've been losing ones and twos, mate.
Yeah. Only Arsenal, Man City and Newcastle have conceded less goals away from home. I mean, for example, we've conceded 10, Chelsea have conceded 11, Liverpool conceded 9, you've conceded 7, and there's, you've got the likes in there with Bournemouth for 24. I know there was the 9 at Liverpool in there, but it would be 15 even without. So, but you've only scored 3.
And you've sloppiness, mate.
And you've only scored 12 goals
in
all your games so far, mate.
Yeah, it's not great, but I think the break will have done the team good. I think Bowen, obviously, the pressure of not going to the World Cup and all that, it's done now. Like, that conversation's done. Where is he going? Isn't he going? He's in bad form. He's got nothing other than West Ham to concentrate on now. We need to play ourselves into some form so that when we get to the Conference League starting again, we're in a good rhythm and a good run of form, because that's the one we want to really win, right?
Well, you haven't got to worry about that for
March.
No, it's not that long, mate.
That's February.
Yeah, maybe it is March.
I thought it was March, mate.
No, do you know what? You are absolutely right. March the 9th.
Yeah.
So that's ages. You've got loads of games in between there. In fact, that's in between FPL's game week 26 and 27. So you've got 10 fixtures in that period. And you might even have an 11th thrown in there if the Newcastle game gets rearranged, say if they went out the League Cup, for example. So that's a long
yeah,
period of fixtures.
We need to play ourselves in some form, though. As long as we've got some, that's what I'm thinking about. We need to go into it in decent form. And we don't know who we're going to be playing in that either right now, do we? So,
no. So, might be Barcelona, might be Manchester United. No idea, mate. I think you'll play one of the teams that come through the last 32 round. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
And you'll have the second leg at home.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's how it works. I mean, that does include...
We have to play one of the teams.
I was going
to
say Barcelona, Man United. That's a different competition, isn't it?
They're
sorry. You'll play one of the Europa Conference teams, of course, that play in the last 32 round, which you skipped. Sorry. So, yeah, you should have...
It's the Europa Conference. We have to play a team from the Europa Conference. I don't know what you mean.
Sorry. I've getting mixed up what competition you're in. I'm saying you will play one of the teams that...
Go through the last 32.
Not one of the other teams that's already through with you.
I think you're guaranteed last 16 second leg at home. Okay, understood. Yep.
On Bowen.
Yep.
He obviously hasn't been great this season as a whole. No.
He did score against Udinese. Was it good Udinese? No, he scored against Cambridge, sorry.
Any theories? Has he broke up with a girl?
I don't know.
What do we know?
I think he'll have a storming second half of the season.
Okay.
Come on, let's have some faith in the boys.
Are we putting him in our FPL teams then?
I wouldn't right now. I'd buy Deki over Bowen.
Agreed.
All day long. I think I might even be starting with Deki.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's always served me well when I've owned him. Always.
He's always served me well when he plays for Tottenham.
So I've got no issue. His price is what, 7.8? 7.9 maybe? He's less than 8.
I don't know.
Because of the injury, he dropped off, right? A lot of people sold him.
I wouldn't be picking him over Saka's, Foden's at similar prices, I don't think.
I don't know, you know. It's the thing is, there's other players at Arsenal. There's other players at Man City.
There's other players at Tottenham, mate.
Who?
Kane.
Different.
Son.
It's 11 million. Different. It's 10.5 million. It's different. Whereas Arsenal, you're looking at Martinelli as 6 million and players at that price. We're talking defensively at Man City. Haaland's a must. You're going to go with Cancelo. So really, it's... Do you go Foden or De Bruyne? Do you go Kulu or Kane? Whereas Arsenal, they're priced similarly now, right? And Jesus being out obviously makes Saka more attractive. But I think I'd take Kulu. I'm not really looking at Bowen. I'm not looking at any West Ham, let's be honest, when we come out of the break. Firstly, because we've got Arsenal straight up. And secondly, you need to see some form from them because they've been shit so far this season.
All right.
Average to shit.
We'll see what Chris says on COTC. Have you missed West Ham?
Nah, haven't missed it. But I am looking forward to Brentford on the Friday night.
Just think for myself, like when you get into the major tournament, you always get the call, would you rather win the Premier League or the World Cup? Ask me 11 months of the year, the answer is the Premier League. In that moment, if you'd asked me the last month, I want to win the World Cup, really. I just go into England mode because I know it's 1 month in every 2 years and I really switch off from it. Like, I've not been looking at kind of Tottenham transfer rumours or anything. I've had my eye on the injury news and stuff. I think because England have done quite well. Sometimes England are terrible and you're like, oh, I need to go back and watch my club team. So England lost to Iceland in the year that Leicester won the league, didn't they? Mm. It was like, we'd obviously had a great second after that season. Like, get me back to YR Lane, please. Doesn't feel quite like that. At the moment, that's not that there's any negative feeling for me towards my football club at the moment. It's just I don't feel the desperate need for it. Maybe it's the weather as well. I think it's going to be fucking cold when I'm at White Hart Lane next Wednesday with 10,000 other idiots.
Yeah, I'm not taking the kids on Friday night, for example.
I'm going to this poxy friendly with Nice next Wednesday, aren't I?
Yeah.
£15, reasonable or not in your opinion? They're only opening the North Lower and the West Lower.
It's the top end of what I'd charge. What kids? Is it kids for a quid or anything like that?
No, I think it's a 5 hour sign for kids. Fine. I think.
I mean, if it was tenner, it'd be fairer.
It's only, in the first instance, it's only season ticket holders. If season ticket holders don't buy them, then it opens up to members and stuff. So, I mean, you're limited in terms of the number of season ticket holders that are kids anyway.
Tenner, I would say, was great. 15's the top end of what I think they should get away with charging. And if they make kids a fiver, then fine.
So what they've said is they're going to give a large proportion of it to local food banks and stuff.
Good.
So at least they're doing something. I think 15's a piss take. They're struggling to sell the tickets. As in, even just for 10,000.
Wow.
So Wednesday night, before Christmas, mate, for a fucking friendly.
Yeah.
So in the summer, you've gone without them for 2 months, and it's normally like 30 degrees. You're like, I want to go back. I want to see them play new signings. It's nothing, is there?
Nah.
There's nothing new about it. It's basically...
Did you see them at the weekend? Almost?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just basically, I think it's for them to get back into the match day routine.
Yeah.
That's it. But yeah, obviously I'm still going. I'm not complaining about the 15 quid. You know me, I won't moan about the ticket prices too much.
Well, normally you don't moan about the ticket prices because the argument is that if you won't pay it, someone else will. But in this situation, they won't, will they? We had some stupid pricing for our European game qualifiers and stuff, and they didn't fill it.
I don't know. Like, apparently the weather's going to warm up over the next few days and stuff, so it might be a bit warmer. I mean, it would be, like, if Harry was 6 or 7 or something, and he was a bit older, I would think, like, actually it's an ideal game to take him to. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff as well. So, in theory, he could be owned by, like, 9:30-ish.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll take my kids on the 30th to Brentford at home, to be honest with you. It really depends on how cold it is.
I get that.
It does depend on it, yeah. And, like, it's the middle of holidays, right? Like, there's a Premier Inn at Westfield. So, if I decide with the missus, we'll make a couple of days and we'll go to, like, Putt Shack and shit at Westfield and doss around and have a dinner out and all the rest of it, then maybe we'll make a couple of days, like, make it a mini break and I'll go and watch West Ham in the middle of it. Sounds all right. But also, it's the last game.
It's a mini break at Westfield. Sorry, how does this work?
Oh, we'll go and do stuff, right? There's bowling there and shit like that. It's more just a change of scenery.
He's going to not go home, or?
Yeah, he doesn't want to go home. Just stay there.
Where?
The Premier Inn, like I said.
Oh, okay.
If it's 60, 70 quid, stay there for the night or something. If it's more, fuck it.
Someone's got more money than sense. How much was that heating bill?
1,100 quid, mate. That's tomorrow's pod, mate. They haven't heard the heating bill story yet.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
The 30th, for any West Ham fans listening who might be going to the game, is the last day that we will see the Ribman at his current location, the lot, because that whole area of Hackney Wick, when you come out of Hackney Wick and you walk down and then you go through, there's loads of other food stores and all of that. I think the London Development Agency or whoever owns that land, they're retaking it back and doing something else with it. So none of those bars and places are going to exist come January.
Really?
So the game against Leicester was his second to last. Brentford's going to be the last game of Ribman. He has, from my understanding, got a mobile van shit going on now. So he'll be around, but he ain't going nowhere. That guy is a West Ham institution. But at the lot, as it stands, that's going to be the last day of Ribman. And football day is Ribs Day. So any West Ham fans that might be going, that want to make the most of the last day at the lot for the Ribman, just get out Hackney Wick Station. You walk down, you turn right, you're fucking there. Yes. Ribman's going to be popping off that day because I think a lot of people are going to pile in. He makes, for one game, well, the European games, I remember, he was making fucking 250 to 300 kilos of ribs for the game.
It's a lot of ribs. It's a lot of bones.
Well, the bones just fall out, mate. You'd be all right with the barbecue sauce. I had a couple of people yesterday when I said I was going to get you a kebab for your birthday. They said, take James the Ribman. I was like, he ain't having the holy fuck sauce. but yeah, so I reckon he feeds probably close to 1,000 people before the game. 300, 400 grams of rib meat in each roll. It's decent. But anyway, yeah, Ribman's last game.
Is that why the atmosphere is so shit? Because you're all fucking monged out.
I'm eating ribs. Honestly, there are days that I eat one. They're quite expensive, yeah, rib roll, £8. But it's not bad for quality, and it's much better than the shit you pay for in the stadium. But there are times I eat and I'm like, shall I get another one?
Wow, really? Yeah,
I'm that hungry or that it's that good.
So is this the moment where you want to come out and confess you've got a food problem?
I haven't got a food problem, mate. I haven't got a food problem. But yeah, Ribman's last game, Brentford at home. So
is it true that you just wandered down to Golden Palace, which is where these kebabs have been coming from? You just wandered down and go, you're all right, mate? How are you today? There's a rumour going around.
But I'm trying to become mates with them. It's always useful.
You're trying to sell them bags, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true as well. Yes, indeed. So yeah, only a week to go. This time next week, we'll be previewing the games. There might be
yes.
Are we doing Tottenham next week?
Yes, we will too. A few other things are just on tickets to talk about. Portsmouth, reasonably priced in the FA Cup. Not too happy about the 12:30 kickoff with no trains that day again and the 9,000 Portsmouth fans that are going to be coming up. 9,000 Portsmouth fans, great. But with no trains, etc., I don't quite know what they're going to do. Coaches and stuff, there's nowhere to pull up outside Tottenham.
IKEA, mate.
IKEA and walk. Do you know what it could be?
That's what we
it could be that it is something like that. And then
that IKEA shut down now, so.
Has it?
It's closed now.
No way. Why?
Yeah, okay, it's closed. They're closing all their stores inside the M25.
You're not local enough to eat the meatballs anymore.
They've closed all the stores inside the M25. Well, they're closing for basically people order online now. They're not fast. Wembley's still open.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so they could park there.
I've got me tickets for Brentford away on Boxing Day, which is also a 12:30 kickoff. Yay. There's no trains that day either, is there? So at least that's easy-ish to do by tube and stuff.
Do you not want to learn to drive just to alleviate this problem out of your life, mate?
But I'm not going to get there any quicker driving than I would be.
No, but you are in control.
Yeah, but I'm in control on transport anyway. I could drive the car and crash the car. I ain't in control.
Oh, don't crash.
If the tube breaks down, I get the next tube.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, there's no deadline stream for game week 17. Sorry, kids. And there won't be for a date in February either, where we've got Leicester away 3:00. Sorry, I'm going to be going to that as well. I haven't decided yet, and I've got about 48 hours to decide what to do with these Manchester City tickets, which I potentially got to give back to the club before 5 p.m. on Friday. For this poxy fucking rearranged date in mid-January, which could get moved again. I'm so reluctant to get rid of them on the basis that it could get moved to late April. But if there's any Tottenham listeners and you want them, yeah, hit me up really quickly and you potentially have them. But I think I'm probably going to be giving them back to the club, unfortunately, as it stands. And as I said to you, Suj, I am now going to Milan. Well, that's the plan anyway. So Tottenham put on a package which was advertised at $329 per person. Flights out of Stansted, Valentine's Day morning. The game is on Valentine's Day. Take you to the stadium straight after the game, take you back to the airport, thump you back to San Siro. So I think I can do to the airport. I think I can do the SkyPod with you on the Wednesday, do Tottenham on the Wednesday the next day. Just be a bit short of sleep, mate. But I was annoyed. So once it was $329, that was cheaper than anything I'd been looking at flights. So I was like, fuck it. And I knew my dad was going to really want to go. He really, really properly wants to go back there. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah, bollocks, let's do it. They're going to knock it down in a couple of years. It's one more chance to go to the San Siro. So anyway, went to pay for it. And in the small print, cheeky fuckers, it says, because the whole deal was it includes your match ticket as well.
Right.
So I'm thinking it's £59 off of the $329. So the return flights is actually $270. I'm like, well, this is much better than anything I was looking at. Fuckers in the small print is like, oh, yeah, it's $329. Actually, the ticket price is going to get added on later.
Oh, fuck. And what did you do? Just like, hit pay.
It's like I'm fucking committed to it now, isn't it? So in my, it was so cheeky because it went from like, oh, that's cool, the flight's actually $270 to, oh, hang on, it's not included the flight. Now, okay, yeah, the match ticket's included, but now it's like $380 return or something like that. I was like, you cheeky fuckers, but I'd committed to it then, and I'm sitting there ready to press pay, and I'm thinking, I'm not messaging my dad again. Do you know what, Dad? Fuck these bastards, because of the ticket for Milan's £59, which I accept last 16 of the Champions League and stuff. I couldn't let the match ticket decide for me. I wasn't going to do it anymore.
Nah. So get it done. You want to go San Siro?
The flights are on condition that enough people applied for it.
Must have done.
I would think so. But a lot of people, you know, for me, it was like panic on day one of the draw, like book it. And so many people would be like that. So whether the fact that would encourage people who maybe weren't going to go, like myself, who've gone, yeah, actually, bollocks, I am going to go. Spurs have also done Category B for the Milan game, the second leg at home as well, which, because they fucked up in the group stage, didn't they? They had empty seats. The ground wasn't full for any of the home Champions League games. To the naked eye on the TV, it would have looked like it, but uppers of the East and West, was probably probably a good 5,000-6,000 seats empty or so. So that should alleviate it. At least they've listened. I know the Supporters Trust are beginning to badger them about concession pricing, which I'm right on the bandwagon of, considering for my mum and dad and perhaps Harry in the future and stuff. That,
yeah, mate,
where I sit, it's full price no matter what the fuck. Yeah, you
it's,
are
it's,
so
it's just wrong.
I just
the amount of times when I say to people my kid's season ticket's 160 quid, they're like, fuck, that's cheap.
But is yours a designated kind of family area or anything? Nah. I think it's fucking disgusting that Tottenham do that, mate. How can it be?
Yeah, 160 quid.
The fuck, mate. Yeah. So if I got Harry, and that's not happening anytime soon, but if I got Harry a season ticket next to me, it's 10 times more. 10 times
yeah.
more
yeah.
than what your kids
Unfair.
Pay. That's not right. So
no,
I'm hoping Tottenham, the Supporters Trust are going to really big push on it. But I don't know how you change it from the fact that's what Tottenham started with. Tottenham say, oh, there's a family area over there. Just move over there. But you're so limited. Mm-hmm. It's like a block. It's like one block on all of the three tiers. It's probably only about 2,000 or so. That's not where I'd want to sit in the ground.
Nah.
So, yeah, I've got my eye on that.
Patrons, hope you enjoyed today's Tottenham. We've already recorded the quiz for tomorrow, and it's a good one because the answer's already given to you in advance. But it's a good one. I think there'll be some good scores in that quiz as well. So make sure you have your eyes on the Patreon app when that goes live tomorrow. And on Friday, of course, the EFL roundtable for all of you that support clubs outside of the Premier League. James, do you know how many people in the UK support clubs that are not in the Premier League?
So
12 million.
I think I asked you this question on Tuesday's pod. Yeah, I think they know that.
Yeah, I'm busting the facts out now.
I think it's about 14, actually.
14 million. So, yeah, stay tuned for that as well. I hope you enjoyed it. We saw Messi yesterday as the GOAT. We'll be talking about that on the Sky
Fantasy Pod. Oh, my God.
And
how good was he?
We've got
how Morocco. Good was he, mate?
I didn't watch the game. So you have to tell me.
Can't you Spurs?
Come on, you guys. Ciao for now.
Key music, please, man. Ciao. Messi.